Thanks for spending time with us all on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. The autumn season is underway, and with it comes fallen leaves of orange, yellow, and gold that blanket our yards. That also typically brings the long and tedious process of raking and bagging leaves. But what if taking the lazy way out means a healthier, more environmentally friendly yard? In this edition of Enlighten Me, Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon talks with Susan Barton, professor of plant and soil sciences at the University of Delaware, about the benefits of leaving the leaves alone this fall.
Fall is here. I think we've turned a corner in terms of weather and getting away from those summer temperatures. The leaves are starting to change color and they're starting to fall, which is the crux of our conversation today. It's safe to say I think most people will rake up and bag their leaves, but you and certainly others say that we should just leave them. Why is that? What's the thought process behind leaving the leaves?
So leaves are a wonderful resource of nutrients and organic matter that comes from the trees. So if they're bagged and taken away to a landfill, not only are you filling up landfill space, but you're wasting that resource. Now, I will say that you can't just leave your leaves on your lawn all fall long because those leaves will exclude light. And they will prevent the lawn from photosynthesizing, and you can get dead patches in your lawn if you have a thick layer of leaves covering your lawn. So you do have to remove them from your lawn, but what you should do is you should either leaf blow them or rake them into a surrounding landscape bed. You can also mow them up and chip them in your lawnmower and then take that bag of leaves and place it on a garden bed, a vegetable garden, a landscape bed, or a compost pile. Early in the fall, while you're still cutting your grass, you can just cut your grass and let the leaves filter back down into the lawn. That's also fine. As far as in the landscape bed, you definitely don't want to rake the leaves out of those landscape beds. You want to just let the leaves decompose in the landscape beds. If you think about it, a forest is one of the richest environments that we know of as far as, good, healthy soil and open soil with a lot of pore spaces. And that's because the leaves just fall off the trees in the forest and they decompose and make that leaf litter layer and they go back into the soil.
Yeah, so it's going back into the soil. Can you expound on that a bit in terms of what exactly is happening here in leaving the leaves? They're decomposing into the ground over time. Like what's happening there though in terms of, the benefits or the environmental benefits?
So a couple of things. The leaves contain nutrients. There's nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium in the leaves. Those are all things, as well as micronutrients and others. Those are all things that plants need to grow. So if those get put back into the soil, they get retaken up by trees and shrubs and perennials and all the other things that are growing in the landscape. So you don't need to fertilize when you are putting the leaves back onto the landscape. Besides that, the leaves contain organic matter. So organic matter is something that improves soil a lot. At least in the mid-Atlantic, we tend to have clayey soils unless you're on the coast, and then you're going to have more sandy soils. But if you have clayey soils, organic matter will help the clayey soils to create aggregates, which allow your soil to have both large pore spaces and small pore spaces. So water can drain better out of the soil in the large pore spaces, and nutrients can be held in the soil in the small pore spaces. And that's ideal for any plant growing. You need that balance between air and water. In a sandy soil, the organic matter also helps because it fills pore spaces between the sand particles and allows nutrients and water to be held better. So we talk about organic matter as being kind of the magic sauce. It helps both a sandy soil and a clay soil. There's another component to the benefits of leaves and organic matter, and that is that leaf litter layer provides a place for overwintering insects. And a lot of people say, well, I don't want my insects to overwinter, they're pests. Well, only about 2% of all of the insects in the environment are pests, either to humans or to plants. 98% of the insects are really important, and they feed our birds and lots of the other organisms that we want to have in the environment. But if there's no leaf litter, there's no place for a lot of those insects to overwinter. And so you don't get the bird food in the spring that you really need for those baby birds to be fledged.
Let's say we do this then. We leave the leaves as they fall. Will the leaves eventually, they'll decompose into the lawn, but will they'll disappear, or I'm guessing there'll be like remnants left over that you have to get rid of at some point?
I have seen many landscapes that use chipped up leaves as their mulch. It's one of the most natural looking mulches. It's so much more attractive than dyed wood chip mulch, like that orangey color mulch or the really dark black mulch is really unnatural looking. So leaves can be a perfectly wonderful mulch. I personally like the look of it when they're chipped up. So, what I do is I get a landscaper to dump piles and piles of leaves that he has been forced to collect from some of his clients' home landscapes. He dumps them in a big pile at the edge of my garden and then chips them, just chips them up with a piece of equipment at the very end of the season. And then I have this pile of wonderfully small pieces of leaves that form a perfect mulch next spring when I go to mulch all my landscape beds. Now, you can do that yourself as well by either if you have a leaf vacuum, you can vacuum the leaves up, it will chip them up and make this fine mulch, or you can do it simply with your lawnmower. Put a bag on your lawnmower, run over the leaves, and then you've got this chipped mulch that you can use in your landscape beds. And if you've got beds that are large, you might want to leave the larger leaves in the center of the bed and then just use this finer chipped up mulch at the edges of your landscape beds.
Well, I'm not necessarily asking for a pep talk here then, Sue, but I can see how a lot of folks out there will have a hard time, I'd say, getting over the aesthetic of just leaving their leaves in their lawn, or their yard. So what would you say to those people who maybe they do believe in all the benefits you've talked about today and the environmental benefits, but they just can't get past the aesthetic of all of those leaves, or maybe not complete coverage, but at least partial coverage or whatnot. What would you say to them to perhaps inch them in the direction of not raking and bagging up their leaves this fall?
Well, so I am a supporter of raking or mowing up leaves that are in the lawn. First of all, you're going to have a nice green lawn because you are going to remove the leaves from the lawn. Just the way you remove the leaves from the lawn that makes the difference. If you put them in black plastic bags and leave them at the end of your driveway, they're going to go in a landfill. But if you chip them up and use that chipped up mulch or leaves as mulch, then you're reusing that resource. And I think people will find, especially chipped up leaves, is an extremely attractive mulch. Now, one of the things I recommend to people, if you say to me, well, I have so much lawn and so little bed space that I'm not going to be able to spread all the leaves that I've taken off my lawn, on my limited bed space, then my response would be, you need more bed space. You don't really need that much lawn. I mean, we need lawn to play on. We need lawn as a gathering space, and we need lawn as circulation around the landscape. So our lawns should be purposeful in the ways that we use lawn rather than just the default vegetation of the home landscape. And it's a paradigm switch for how you think about your landscape.
Thanks to UD Professor of Plant and Soil Sciences, Susan Barton, and R. Kyle McKinnon for enlightening us this week. And that's a wrap on this edition of The Green. The interviews you've heard are online right now at DelawarePublic.org. Just head to The Green's page on our website. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletter there by clicking Newsletters at the top of the page. And remember, The Green is also available via podcast at our website, as well as Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and the NPR and Delaware Public Media apps. We'd also like to hear from you. Give us your feedback and story ideas on our Facebook page or by emailing us at thegreen@delawarepublic.org. Thanks to all those who helped make this week's show possible, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny and DPM senior producer Kyle McKinnon. For them and the rest of the staff here at Delaware Public Media, I'm Tom Bernstein. Thanks for joining us this week. And we'll see you again next week on The Green, where Delawareans get tuned into a first state of mind.